Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. Shop local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3, putting a spotlight on homegrown Mississippi-based businesses, made in Mississippi products, and their impact on your community and the Magnolia State. Now, your hosts, Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner.
Glad that you're with us. Don't forget you can find us on Facebook at Shop Local Mississippi, or our email address is shoplocalmississippi.org. You can let us know people that fit the category of people who are proprietors of homegrown businesses and that we'd like to spotlight on this program. Again, that's shoplocalmississippi.org. On the program today, our first guest is the proprietor of Elegant Evenings in Laurel, Mississippi, Jalen Wood, and probably the future star of the family, Amlin Wood, is here with her. But Melissa, it's been a long time since I've done drag, so the evening gowns and things like that are not necessarily in my ballgame, but another entrepreneur who has made the leap of faith and gotten into business. Mm-hmm.
So we have Jalen Wood with us today, and I told Jalen that, you know, she and I both grew up on the streets of Laurel, the home of hometown, the beautiful downtown Laurel, and I can't believe that we've never bumped into each other. I know of her. I do.
Same.
She is a beautiful, beautiful person inside and out, and she bought Elegant Evenings, which is, again, in the beautiful downtown Laurel. You pass by, and it's just beautiful gowns, just a row of window showroom
with the bright pink door. Can't miss it.
Oh, it is gorgeous. So she bought Elegant Evenings. It was very small, and she gave it life. She brought it back to life, and now it is the largest gown tuck. Do you do tuxedos as well?
Yes, we try to do it all.
Store in
spray
Laurel.
Tans, coaching. Yes.
And who else would know more about gowns than a former Miss Mississippi?
Oh, well,
right?
I've definitely had my share of wearing some pageant gowns. Yes.
Yes.
So, Jalen, tell us a little bit about your life, your story, how you came into Elegant Evenings. Tell us about your family.
Oh, gosh, how much time do we have? I never, you know, dreamed of owning a dress store. All my life, I'd grown up watching my dad as a family practice physician, so that's what I thought I wanted to do, and help people and give back. And one of the ways that I wanted to do that was I wanted to earn some scholarship money, and I started with some pageants. So I was Miss Hospitality, and I earned some scholarship money from that, and then I started doing another pageant, which was Miss Mississippi, and I won that. And it, you know, there's so much in between that I could say, but it has led me to my mission, and that's helping young girls feel beautiful coming in my store. I want everybody to have that experience of trying on a dress and feeling so beautiful when she puts it on, and it's a mission, and it's been a blessing.
And Jalen, you talked about when growing up as a kid, you really were quite shy, and if there was one thing that the pageant process really taught you is an inner strength, an ability to speak in front of people.
For sure.
And that confidence, which translates in exactly what you're talking about, self-awareness and self-esteem.
For sure. Yes, I was an extremely shy child. I was a wallflower. And one of the ways that I guess, gained some confidence was I stepped out of that comfort zone and I started doing pageants. And it gave me the confidence to share my opinion and have an opinion and to have some confidence on stage. So pageants opened up so many doors for me personally.
But that personally had to be a pretty big step, because if you are shy, you're going from
it was
one end of the spectrum to the other.
Yes.
So was that a parental thing, or where did you get the idea that I'm going to try this?
My mama believed that I could do it. So I believed that I could do it.
If mama says. No,
that's right. Early on, I had a sister that passed away. The day before my 8th birthday, she passed away, and I learned a lot that year. I mean, my world totally changed, but I just learned that I didn't want to look back with regret on my life, and I wanted to live life to the fullest. And again, one of the ways that I stepped out of that comfort zone and lived life to the fullest and pushed myself was I started doing a pageant.
But it's another thing entirely to own a business because it's all you, baby.
That's right.
I mean, it all the buck stops with you,
that's
which
right.
is another big move. So take us through that thought process of you saying, I am going to buy this business and we're going to make it work.
Well, you do what you got to do when you own a business. And, you know, you just, I'm an extremely hard worker and just, let me think what I need to say.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
That part. Who else might we see working behind the counter in your store from time to time?
I have a little beautiful 9-year-old that I hope is going to follow in my footsteps and join the business one day.
And who, what I'm getting at is who else might we see working behind the counter that helps push the male side of your store, the tuxedos? This you'll get a kick out of this.
Okay,
story.
My husband, and he's probably going to kill me for that, but he works behind my counter checking out girls, and I think he actually loves it. My husband Jason.
And tell us about Jason. What is his history as far as career and what all has he done? To prepare
so
for a dress shop and tuxedo.
To prepare.
By the way,
he knows nothing
about
dress.
He's going to kill both of us.
He's
going to
kill
point.
Us. Yes.
The crumpling that you're hearing in the background, Melissa is crumpling up a bag. We've got water and coffee from Keith this morning. So listeners are going, "What is that noise in the background?" Proceed.
Jason is a Marine and a federal agent, and so he has no background in dresses.
So you
but he can work that register.
So you walk in the store, and I have heard this. I can vouch for it. And there's Jason, the Marine, the federal agent. He's there to help you shop for
dresses. He's also
dresses
my security.
And tuxedos.
Yeah, well, you're getting two in one, right? You're getting a bouncer and some help
That's
at the same
right.
time.
That's right.
So when it goes to stocking the store, Jayla, what are you looking for? Because styles are constantly changing. And Mississippi
right.
always gets joked about that. You know, we're always the last ones to the table in any sort of thing. So how do you keep current as to what works and what doesn't work?
Well, I always start with what I like best, and I like different. I try to buy a variety. When you walk in my store, I think that there's a dress for everyone, no matter what your style is and no matter what your budget. If you have a $100 budget, if you have a $1,000 budget or more. So I really try to get just a variety of different things, different styles, so that whoever walks in the store can find what they're looking for.
So you cater to all age groups?
All age groups, yes. Starting at, I guess, 2 years old.
But what about, like, wedding dresses?
Does we do that? Wedding now, too. After okay. COVID, we started wedding. So we have prom, pageant, homecoming, wedding, spray tan, tux. You name it, we can do it.
So I'm guessing because you have this as well, you've got an alteration department, which seems to have gone the way of the buffalo now.
And I mean, nobody alters anymore.
Right.
We do not have an alteration.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. So that's
it's
something.
A dying art, unfortunately. If you know how to alter, you will have a job for the rest of your life.
What is the busiest time of year for you?
Prom, probably.
Or
when the kids are in school.
Yeah.
January to March. And then August to October for homecoming.
Boy, if you had to have a gown for divorces, you'd be a multimillionaire. I say that tongue in cheek. It's not fun. I mean, it is funny, but it's not funny.
Oh, no.
We love you, Kelly.
Yeah,
we
well.
Really do. Only you. What are some of the different occasions that people come in to shop for?
Balls, prom, pageant, any kind of like dressy event, weddings, mother of the bride.
And
green balls.
Are there colors that are
trending?
Yes. Tell me about
you
it.
You want to know the trend for fall?
We do.
You want to guess it?
Yes. Curious minds would like to know.
Animal print is going to be huge.
Okay.
It started.
It's
yes.
coming back.
It is back.
Are we talking zebra, leopard?
All of it. Yes. Any okay. kind of animal print.
Okay. And peacock. I've seen peacock print.
Peacock is a really good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you say it's coming back, where does it start? I'm saying, who sets those trends?
Things are always like just
the
70s,
I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I always joke that my disco pants that I wear, I can still wear those.
Probably come back.
I just have to wear them a lot lower, but I can still wear them. But where do those trends start? Is it New York and L.A. that we're led to believe?
That's a good question. I don't know.
And
probably
I
it funnels down to Mississippi. It gets to us eventually.
But don't you think though that Southern women and gosh, and again, this is a guy. Forgive my naivety if this touches a nerve. But don't don't Southern tastes tend to be a lot more conservative than the rest of the country as to what they think is acceptable,
you
nice?
You would think.
You don't think so?
I'm seeing a lot of skin in these Facebook
There is a lot of skin.
Post. Yes,
a lot of skin.
Yes. I'm ready for that to go out of style with these with the young women.
I know. I tend to go that way, too. I want to be a little more conservative. And
so how long have you been in business?
Since 2017.
All right. So at Elegant Evenings in Laurel, how are you smarter as a business person today, Jalen, than when you first took on this endeavor?
Oh, my gosh. Good question.
Was there a part of the business that you found more difficult than others? Hold that thought, because we're up against a commercial break. But there are lots of different avenues of running a business. So I want you to think about where you were weakest then, how you've improved, and maybe where you were the best and continue to be, of course. All right, we're up against a commercial, but when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Jalen Wood, who is the proprietor at Elegant Evenings in Laurel, Mississippi, for all of your gown, even wedding gowns, anything
right.
that you might need. They've got it all there at one place. Shop Local Mississippi continues on Super Talk Mississippi in just a moment.
Now back to Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Our first guest on the show today is Jalen Wood, the proprietor of Elegant Evenings in Laurel, Mississippi. Everything that you need as far as gowns go, whether it's proms, weddings, junior auxiliary balls, any of those things, they can take care of you. Jalen, going into the break, I was asking, as a business person now, when you initially took over the business, what worried you as far as your skill set goes and actually running a business? Like some people say, look, I'm really good with numbers. I'm really good with money, but I'm not good at this. Or I'm not good at that, but I'm really good at this. So if you can remember what going into it, what were your thoughts as far as actually running the business where you thought you'd need the most help?
I'm just a hard worker by nature. So I knew that I could get the job done and work hard to do whatever. My weakness is probably just being and trying to do too much myself and being everything for everybody and jumping when somebody says to jump and helping with whatever it is. And I always try to do that. But I think as I've had the business for however many years, how many is that, I've just learned to let a lot of things go and realize that I can't do everything for everybody, even though I still try. That doesn't make sense, I guess.
But. No, it's kind of ironic that you're here with Melissa Socher, because mm-hmm. I think you're a lot that same way, Melissa, that you don't,
yes.
Lots of times you have to draw a line in the sand and
you have to learn how to say no, and you have to learn how to prioritize your time, and you have to protect your peace.
That's right.
And your
and
time.
We have family, too, and young kids, and, you know, that they deserve our time and attention as well, and I think I probably neglected a little bit more for my family to do more for other people. And
so let's get into your giving back to the community and what owning a small business, family owned and operated.
That's right.
Absolutely. What does that mean to you, having a small business, giving back to your community, people shopping local? What
for
does that mean
sure.
to you?
Oh, gosh. Having a small business, I mean, there's not a day that goes by that people don't come in and say, hey, would you get an ad to this or would you get a sponsorship in that? And I want to do everything for everybody. But it's also important for the people that live locally to shop locally. And that's been an eye-opener as I've had this small business. But yes, my kids are involved with my small business. My husband, it is a family event and business.
And I'm sure that you were welcome to Laurel. Like they just took you
yes,
in and welcomed
yes.
you, born and raised there. So how did the community give to you when you first opened?
Were you just born and raised in Waynesboro.
So you were just okay, so you were just overwhelmed with support in Laurel. They were happy to have you.
I feel like they were, yes.
Do you have a lot of loyal customers?
We do have lots of loyal customers, and I really appreciate the loyalty. It means so much as a small business to have those good, loyal customers.
Well, it used to be back in the old days, it was all about customer service.
And it still is.
And I think so too. But this wasn't my term, but an economist called it the Walmart generation, that all people care about is price. But mm-hmm. I think that when you find that there's a whole lot more to it, whether it's maturing or just becoming smarter, you realize there's a lot more. Then customer service is all the focus and the personalized attention
That's
that you're
right.
not going to get from a lot of these other
and
places.
And it is an experience. When you go to prom, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So you come in for the experience, the customer service, the, you know, just the whole feeling of it's prom and I get to look for a dress. And that is super important.
And
I feel for young girls.
And Jalen, one of the...
And we want to make that experience so special. I want every single girl that walks into my store to feel beautiful and loved. And
isn't it kind of appalling? I mean, literally appalling that some people will take an event like prom and then they'll order their gown. I don't want to... I'll just say online.
Yes.
Going, so I can't believe that
I can't
they actually
tell you the amount of people that have ordered online that didn't come in. So they come in to my store the day before. They not only lose their money because they've ordered it off of some website, and actually some of the websites use our pictures on their website. So it's a mess. But yes, it breaks my heart. These girls lose money ordering online, have to come in at the last minute to find a dress. So don't even worry about that. I'll save you some time and energy.
And speaking of being stuck with a dress, do you help people resell it? Do you resell dresses?
I do. If it is still current and they've purchased from my store, I will resell a dress.
And what is the going standard on if a dress has been seen, if it's been worn? Is there, like, if it's been worn twice or seen twice, is there like a rule there?
Well, you're never going to get what you paid for it, but usually if the dress is a good brand and it's on the line for the next season, I usually take off 25% and then we'll resell it.
What are some really cool materials that you've seen on the dresses now that used to you would never believe that they would put that on a dress? I've seen metal on dresses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the metallic look is definitely back. That's a really big trend for this fall.
I've actually seen dresses that looks like somebody's like wearing a cage.
With fabric. We have not gotten that style of dress yet.
Melissa, where are you partying, Melissa?
Like these celebrities, you know?
Oh,
and eventually it does come to Mississippi.
It does.
Eventually.
Yes.
But there's only
so many ways you can make a dress and so many kinds of different fabrics. So we have some designers, like Jonathan Kane specifically. He likes to go out there and do really different, unique stuff.
Do you travel and go to these the big shows to see, like, fashion shows and such? I assume
Atlanta
it all stems down from Paris mm-hmm. to New York to...
Atlanta is our biggest prom homecoming market. So we go twice a year and... get the newest, latest.
Bring back the goods.
Yes.
So do you have to, because you have to look, you have to kind of be forward thinking, because
for sure.
Whatever the next season is.
You're always pre-buying a season ahead.
So when you go to Atlanta, for example, what are you looking for?
Just something super cool and different. All these girls want to look different. Nobody wants to have what, you know, the other girl is going to have. So you want to stand out, whether you're on the homecoming field or in.
But what would be difficult for me, Jalen, would be what I think is cool.
May not be.
Look, I'm not exactly a Hollywood fashion plate, but I'm just saying what I think. Yeah, other people might not think. So what headspace do you have to get in to be able to try to make as many people happy as possible?
Oh, good question. I just try to get a variety.
Okay.
Some things I actually buy that I don't like.
Okay.
So, but I usually, it boils down to what do I like personally? If I like it, I know I can sell it. If it's a little different out there, I'll sometimes take a chance on it.
What about shoes and other accessories? Do you have that as
well?
You
want to go a little more neutral shoe. So neutral, you just sort of want your shoes to sort of go away now. So it's all about the dress and the accessories.
So what... I think that
are
would
you
make,
learning a lot over there?
That. I just learned something.
Actually, I think that would make a good TV show. It's all about the dress. Oh, wait a minute. It already is a TV show.
What will these shoe people think of that? Oh, my goodness.
Now, do you guys have shoes at the store?
We do have shoes.
Okay. And you used to be able to dye shoes.
When in doubt, we have it at Elegant Evenings.
Start there. Right. Start there.
That's
and if,
right.
if we don't have it, you'll put them on to
I
someplace.
I can find it that, or send you somewhere that will.
Any regrets? What's well? I don't want to ask that. Let me retract that question. What would be your advice to someone who is thinking about either purchasing a business, an existing business, or going into business for themselves? What have you learned the most in your tenure as a business owner?
It has been the biggest blessing to own my own business, to have the flexibility and to just the empowerment. Like I said, it's my dream job. I love what I do. I love being in Mississippi. I love interacting with young girls. It is a lot of work, and it is a lot of sleepless hours that you and stress. But to me, I love it.
What, Jalen, what were some of your platforms that you represented when you were in the pageant circuit as a competitor? What were some of the platforms that you carried?
My platform was empowering young people to make good choices. So I have always been about young people, and especially young girls. My mission is, I guess, just to empower them to make good choices. And I specifically talked about three different issues. One was premarital sex, smoking, and alcohol.
And I always encourage to, in this world of divorce, and this is kind of a side note, but I always tell guys who have been through divorces, look, no matter what happens, especially pay attention to your daughters.
For sure.
Because there's direct correlation between what a young woman feels about herself based on what her father thinks of her. No disrespect, women. I'm just saying that's just the way it is. And I'm sure boys are the same when it comes to their mothers. Mm-hmm. Something about the other gender parent. So I tell guys, look, you might have a problem with your ex, but man, don't let your daughter to hang out
love
there. To hang out there to dry. So again, that's just kind of a side note. So now the academic year is over. Is it reasonable? But now you're coming into the wedding season, right? June and
wedding and homecoming.
Homecoming already.
Yes, it'll start the end of July. Girls will be shopping for homecoming dresses.
So everything kind of goes about 3 or 4 months in advance.
It does, yes.
Right? Well, Jalen, we wish you nothing but success, and we didn't get to talk to Anlin today, but I think you're going to be seeing her in the future.
You will see her soon, yes.
Yes, and we wish you, again, nothing but the best at Elegant Evenings in Laurel, Mississippi. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to another local business owner who took that step and has never looked back. Shop Local Mississippi continues in just a moment.
Now back to Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Glad that you're with us talking the restaurant business on today's program. Don't forget that you can reach out to us several different ways. One way is on our Facebook page, Shop Local Mississippi, or you can drop us an email at shoplocalmississippi.org if you know of a local business person that kind of fits the criteria of this show, and we want to put them in the spotlight, let everybody know what they do for their communities as well. Reach us either of those two ways. Joining us now on set is Max McGee of Nuke's Restaurant. He's the general manager of the Hattiesburg location, a native of Greenville, Mississippi. And Max, as we welcome you to the program today, one of the things that people always say who want to go into business, they'll talk to other business owners and say, or managers, and say, I want to go into business. What should I do? And the advice they almost always get is anything but the restaurant business. Do not go into the restaurant business. Well, you know the secret. You've been doing it for 30 years, even if it is by trial or error, things going well. But what advice would you give somebody that wants to go into business, particularly the restaurant business?
Well, when I hear of someone or they come to me or I hear that a restaurant is opening up, maybe a family, they want to invest some money later in life. And it always makes me pause, because what most people don't understand is what the consistency of day-to-day operations in a restaurant it takes to be successful. Not to flounder, not to break even, but to actually, you know, be able to make a profit on a consistent basis. What I see is that if they're not willing to live there for the first year, meaning if they're not willing to put a lot of sweat equity, time, when you're tired, you got to get up and go. There is no taking a break. There will become a time where you can take a break and you can ease up a little bit. But what I see, the reason a lot of restaurants fail, and we've seen it over the last probably 15 years here in the Hattiesburg area, is that the want to's there, the desire's there, the finances are there, but the day-to-day sticking with it and doing the boring, mundane task to see that every day's the same in your restaurant, that it's not just a place where you're making money, it's not just a place where the staff, if you have servers, bartenders, they're making money. It's how does the guest feel when they're in your place? Do they feel welcome? Do they feel like, hey, this is just like the way I grew up, you know? Treat people the way you want to be treated. Creating that environment is a tough thing to do, but it starts at the beginning, and you can never let up off the gas. There will come a time, if you run it right, where you can relax. But it took us many a year at Nukes.
So you've got to be married to it. I mean, almost literally.
That is correct.
And with that said, let's talk about being married and your wife. What does she do?
My wife is Kathy. She and I both started at Nukes in 2010. She came on as a catering manager. She's still the catering manager 15 years later. She's not brought her finger off the pulse. She took a system that was already created, and she put her touch on it and created systems that we use to this day that were created 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago. She's the lifeblood, like the mouthpiece. She's over training. She's over most of the hiring. She makes sure that the staff is in the right direction and getting trained the way they need to do. Yeah, we've both been there a combined 30 plus years.
And we've seen another beautiful young face that is also kin to you. Tell us who that is.
All right, that would be Jaden. That is my daughter, and she works there every day. You know, she's tried other avenues, but just found her way back to kind of what the family grew up doing. And she's very prepared if she wants to continue with this this profession or go into anything else, because in a restaurant, you have to learn to think quickly, adapt, change course, but continue to move forward. And when anyone leaves our restaurant, they're prepared. We have had students that are now doctors, they're politicians, they're lawyers, the list goes on. But they learned how to approach work on a day-to-day basis there at Nukes.
Max, I've also seen a lot of kids that I knew were in school years ago, and now I know that they have finished school and they are still working at Nukes. Do you have young employees that have decided to pursue the restaurant business and they're just learning with everything that they can from your location? Do you have any employees that see that as being their future as well?
Well, as far as our management team goes right now, there's Kathy, there's myself. We came over in 2010. We were already kind of at the stage of, I was a manager and that's how they brought me on. But the other three guys on our team, Jamal, John, and Bradley, they all started at Nukes. John started in high school when the doors opened up in 2006.
Now, is Jamal the big dude that I've seen? Now, he looks like a starting linebacker for a pro football team, and he's there. He loves the restaurant, and turns out he's just a big old teddy bear. He's so friendly, but he's been there how many years?
I'm probably going to get it wrong, but I would say Jamal's been there 9 to 10 years. He played tight end and defensive end at Purvis High School. He played tight end for a little while at Alcorn University.
Okay.
He found his way back to the Hattiesburg area, and Kathy hired him years and years ago. And I could have the years wrong. It may be over 10 now. But they started from the ground up. And in our restaurant, that's how we like to promote. And as we grow, there may come a day where I have to go outside the restaurant, but there's opportunity to grow there. And as we try to expand with other restaurants, there will be opportunity.
Max McGee is with us, the general manager of Hattiesburg's Nukes location. You were talking about that Kathy's in charge of hiring and so on. And Max, when we've talked to other business owners, they said like never before, particularly post-COVID, that the biggest problem that they faced is finding a workforce, finding people that will work. Have you found that to be the same?
I will say this, that during the about 3-4 years of COVID, that was one of the toughest times in the restaurant business I'd ever seen. We went from averaging about, let's say, 50 employees to about 28 or 30. And we still had to open the doors. We still had to accomplish the business. It began lightening up a little bit after COVID. And within the last year, we're starting to see a lot more applicants. And everybody's doing online services where Indeed, things like that to hire. Our favorite way is if we got a good employee, hopefully that good employee knows someone else good. And referrals is how we have done it. At this point, we're staffed up, but it took a good while since 2020. That was a rough time for anyone in any business. But in the restaurant business, we would go home during that time when they wouldn't allow folks to come in during COVID. You would drive home with the phone ringing in your ear because you didn't have enough people to answer the phone.
Well, you talked about some of your employees now are politicians. Maybe they can help you with the new legislation that's out there. And we talked a little bit about this in our pre-show interview today, that the congressional Big Beautiful Bill, as it's called in Washington, would go to alleviate, if not all, tax on tips. A great amount of tips would be untaxed. That couldn't be anything. And look, I'm not a political animal, just don't want to get into political discussions. But logic would dictate that that would be a huge plus, I would think, for all restaurant business.
Oh, that would be awesome because, most of my career I was in the kitchens, kitchen manager. But early in my restaurant career, I was a server. I waited on tables. I worked in a restaurant that had 12 shifts a week, and I'd work 9 of them. That was how I paid my light bill if I wanted to do extra things. That would be huge because we at Nukes, we have what's called a tip pool. And if a credit card tip is left, it goes into a pool. The people that work the most hours get the biggest percentage. The people that work less hours get a smaller percentage. If that on their check would have no tax on it, would be huge. Because I'm 57. A lot of folks that I work with are anywhere from 35 up in management. We're fairly established, but these young people, they're struggling check to check just to have enough gas to come to work the last 2 days before payday. And to not have that taxed would be massive. It would be huge.
What other problems did COVID present you guys that, not just you, but again, other restaurateurs, that you have navigated and are, if not finally over, close to being over?
Right. It has, I would say it's 99% back to normal at this point. The major problem was getting plastic, meaning containers to put your salad in, your sandwich containers, catering containers, the list goes on. Anything that was plastic was hard to get because a lot of times these items were produced in bigger cities that had maybe harsher lockdown policies, closed plants down, which forced us to go to other avenues of getting what we needed from stores that weren't our main distributor. What we ran into was you paid 3 and 4 times as much, you know, for a lot less product. So costs went up tremendously, like tremendously. That was the major thing that I noticed, the price of gas.
Food.
Yes.
Just, I mean, things to prepare the salads.
Everything
and so
went
on.
Up, but plastic was the hardest thing to overcome.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about how Nukes invests in the community around it, because the community certainly has invested in Nukes. I know that's near and dear to Melissa's heart. So we're going to talk more about that with Max McGee, the general manager of the Hattiesburg Nukes restaurant location. You're listening to Shop Local Mississippi on Super Talk Mississippi.
This is Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Welcome back to the Shop Local Mississippi show. Reach us on Facebook at Shop Local Mississippi. Website is shoplocalmississippi.org or shoot us an email at shoplocalms@yahoo.com. We are back talking with Max, general manager of our local Nukes in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Max, before we took a break, we went through COVID and the obstacles and struggles that we all faced during that time. I understand that a lot of restaurants stayed takeout and to go. They did not go back to the eat-in restaurants. And I know everybody in Hattiesburg, including my family, and I'm sure Kelly as well, could not wait for y'all to open your doors again, because we see everybody we know when we go to Nukes. It's local business people. It's you know, people in the communities from the different churches. And Max told us a funny during the break. He said on Sundays, he said if you come between noon and 1:30 on Sundays, it is at your own risk. It is punch and shove, and I told him that we get out early at 11, so we run on over to Nukes so that we can beat the other churches. Tell us about how the community has supported your business. And I know that I come to see you and Kathy and Jalen and all of those young people that we know have worked there for years. It's always wonderful to see y'all. Tell us about the different relationships that you've been able to develop in the community with local businesses, especially with your catering.
Right. The community, obviously, I mean, it's almost cliche nowadays to say, yeah, we're tying into the community. But early on, when we got there at 2010, we weren't anywhere near as successful as we are now. And so what we decided to do, we would do fundraiser nights, and that worked for many years. We would do it for youth ball teams to church youth groups that needed to raise money. And we partnered with the community on that. And eventually that kind of ran its course. It was it just played out. But that was over about 5 or 6 years. We did that every Tuesday night solid. And that was one way. And then one of my operations boss, Kevin Fitzpatrick, he believes in reaching out to the community. So we started doing box lunches for teachers in our communities at half price. And we began every Friday we would do it. It's expanded to where we will do it during the week. It costs just a little more, still discounted. And that was like, hey, this is going to be what we do. This is our donation to the community. Any teacher that can get a few other teachers involved and order enough box lunches, 15 or more, on Fridays, we will deliver them at $6 a box. If you paid that outright, it'd be $13.75. That's something we hang our hat on, we believe in, not only here, but in D'Iberville and Gulfport, which are sister stores in our franchise group. And we also, years ago, the general manager before me, he got involved with the Children's Center at USM. They had lost a good bit of their funding. So I'd say for about 12 to 13 years, we've donated to the Children's Center 13 times a year. You know, we operate on a 13 periods a year financial system. So we send them a donation 13 times a year, and that's helped that part. Years ago, we would almost do anything. And what we had to do is pick two things that we could hang our hat on to where we weren't trying to donate to 50 different places. And that's what we do. We will go all the way to Lumberton to deliver teacher box lunches. So the community, it goes without saying. It's amazing on any given, especially Monday through Friday, the business people that are in there regularly, 2, 3, 4, some of them 5 times a week. We've made great relationships with business owners, law enforcement all around, military, firemen. It's just kind of a unique atmosphere. And it is a restaurant. It is a business. We want to make money. But people is what it's all about. And that can become cliche too. But it's you're managing people, you're working with people, and you're serving people. And at the end of the day, that's really what it's all about. The financial side will take care of itself if you take care of the people under you and you take care of the people coming in your restaurant.
Take care of God's people. God's people take care of you.
Amen.
Right? Kind of the way that goes. Real quick in our remaining moments with you, Max, the name Nukes, what do we know about that?
Okay.
Where it came from?
Chris Newcomb, one of the founding members, when he was a young man and his dad, Dr. Newcomb, I can't remember Dr. Newcomb's first name right now, but when they got in the restaurant, they called him Little Nuke.
Okay.
And that kind of is how it came to be.
I got you. Well, I'm glad to know that because as a child of the pre-Cold War, nukes to us meant something far more dubious. So I'm glad now that we know that Newcomb was the long term. Hey, we've got another show in the books here at Shop Local Mississippi. We're glad for your continued support. And Melissa and I will be joining you next week, same bat time, same bat channel, as they used to say back in the 60s, for another installment of Shop Local Mississippi. Thanks again, Max, for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
For Melissa Socher and producer engineer Michael Mergens, I'm Kelly Sander. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next time on Shop Local Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.